So as a head of Ogilvy, do you think your company also benefited from China's policy?
Definitely. We have a very good business here. We're a branding business and we're a communications business. And, you know, where once our business was focused primarily on helping multinationals come into China and connect with their audiences and consumers and so forth, now we're also helping many Chinese companies brand themselves to go global. So it's a little bit multifaceted, but we've grown, and we've, you know, as markets have opened, people have wanted to come in and build a brand, and we've been able to, you know, develop off of that.
We know Ogilvy also served many local Chinese brands to going outside. So can you give us a few examples? How did your partners grow and benefit?
Well, we're now working with, let's say, the Beijing Olympic Committee on kind of their preparations for the 2022 Olympics. It's a client that I'm very proud of working together with. You know, as Beijing communicates all aspects of putting on the 2022 Olympic Games, I like to be part of it to share a perspective on what should be said and done and how they say it. So that's one example. I'm very proud that, you know, years ago we were part of some of the communications team that helped Lenovo when they purchased the IBM business. And Lenovo has a very strong brand globally, and I'm proud that we were a part of that too.
As an expert, how do you think a brand can grow from a local brand to an international brand?
I think the main piece of advice I give anybody is a brand is not successful until the local market tells you so. Or a brand is not successful unless a customer believes that there's something deeper than just the transactional benefit that it delivers. So it's got to have an emotional benefit. So that would be my advice. So when someone's building a brand, you just can't impose your way. You've got to understand the consumer that you're dealing with and make sure that whatever that brand represents connects with that consumer.
China also proposed the Belt and Road Initiative. How do you think that will provide an opportunity for Chinese companies to grow into an international brand?
Well, I think it's a brilliant economic strategy. I think it's got huge opportunities and huge implications. I'd like to be a communications partner along the Belt and Road and helping, you know, the different parties connect with each other along the Belt and Road and make sure that it, you know, everybody understands the mutual benefit that such a strategy will bring. So I'm bullish on the Belt and Road. I just think we've got to find a way to make sure that it works for everybody's benefit.